Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 204 of Beyond the Supernatural. We're in the Skill Descriptions section, and we've been describing mortal knowledge and wisdom so far. We enter now into mysterious and obscure skills, the paranormal category, beyond the realm of conventional human knowledge, certainly beyond my human ability to ascertain what the fuck they are for, at least in the case of the first paranormal skill, astrology. I'm going to quote this one at length because I want you to be listening for the usable rules content. Pretend that you are a player who chose astrology for your character because it made sense. You're like a fortune teller or whatever, and you're in a tough spot, and you're looking over your character sheet, and you're like, ooh, astrology, maybe that'll help. So you turn to the astrology page, and you're reading it, trying to figure out what you can do with this skill that you bought. Quote, the ancient art of, quote, reading the stars and predicting personality traits, predispositions, physical and mental strengths and weaknesses, and fate linked to the positions of the stars. Astrologists are said to be able to predict trends, dangers, pitfalls, and opportunities for an individual by analyzing a person's date and time of birth, and the positions and movement of the sun, planets, and stars. Western astrology has 12 signs of the zodiac, but there is also Chinese and other forms of astrology. That's a great last-minute essay line. In Western astrology, there is the zodiac, but there is also the Chinese kind and other kinds. Quote, Victor Laszlo pointed out that whether one accepted astrology as an art or science, or having any validity at all, mathematical studies suggest that it's all hogwash, the craft might serve as a focus for psychics and latent psychics to get clairvoyant and precognitive insight about a particular person. Astrologers insist it is an ancient science, but like most paranormal arts, the signs, warnings, and insight is often vague and cryptic. Much like the agreement between subject and verb in the writing in this skill, the connection is fraught and ambiguous. Hard to follow. There's a base skill of 25%. It increases at a rate of 5% per level, which is great, I guess. My question is, what happens if you make your roll? I feel like that's a question I shouldn't have after reading the skill description, but I really do. If I took astrology, and let's say I've got it at 25%, and I'm first level, and I roll the dice, and I roll a 24, hey, great. I made my astrology roll. What, if anything, does this skill do? I mean, we have it on no less authority than Victor Laszlo, the correctest person who ever lived. He thinks that maybe astrology doesn't do anything per se, but it could serve as a focus for psychics using clairvoyance. But here's the thing. If I'm playing a psychic who has clairvoyance, I am, ipso facto, a psychic who has clairvoyance. I don't think that I need to roll astrology to use it because it's a power that I have. I took it. I paid for it. I bought it with one of my selections, much like I bought astrology with one of my skill selections, thinking, mistakenly it appears, that it would allow me to gain information by using the methods of astrology. But it doesn't seem like it does. I mean, it might. I guess if the GM arbitrarily decides that I figure something out from reading the stars, then I guess he'll tell me. But I mean, he might anyway. I might not even have to roll. I might say, hey, this evil cult leader we're fighting, I happened to look up when they were born. I see that they're a Scorpio. What do I know about him on that basis, that he's a Scorpio? The GM could just, like, read me something from a real-life website about what Scorpios are like, or he could make up something that sounds right, or he could give me some clues, some details about the character's personality, say, oh, well, on the basis of that, you can tell he's, like, egotistical and megalomaniacal, and consulting your star chart, you can see that Scorpios are very likely to poison the city's water supply within the next couple of weeks, so you guys better get fucking moving. The GM could certainly do that, or have me roll and then tell me that if I succeed, if he wants to, or he could say, sorry, it turns out astrology isn't real. Bad choice. One of the pitfalls of character creation. You should have specifically asked me, does this skill work? I would have said no. The dumbest thing on this page, I guess, is that it is a perfectly viable reading of the astrology skill, that it does literally nothing. It is an equally viable reading that it is an all-purpose skill you can roll to just learn information by looking up at night, and the GM will just tell you shit. You have no control over that. It's just GM fiat. And my frustration with that is compounded by the fact that it has a percentile score. This is a skill that tells me anything from nothing to everything about a situation at the GM's whim, yet I have to roll for it. Why? I've had some critical things to say about the very binary pass-fail nature of Palladium skill rolls, but this isn't even that. This is like fail, probably fail. Like if you make your roll, probably this skill does nothing. And then if you fail your roll, it definitely does nothing. And the thing about being like a focus for clairvoyance or precognition for psychics, I mean, it's interesting, like everything about our hero Victor Laszlo, but it would have been nice to see some kind of implementation, like some suggestion of how specifically this helps, what it allows you to do, especially because you're going to be making choices about, like, do I take this as a secondary skill or an elective or an occupational or what? Does the bonus even matter? Do I care about a plus 20% bonus to a skill that, as far as I can tell, it doesn't matter what I roll? I have to award astrology the dumbest thing in this page just because it's a skill that probably has no effect. And you usually fail with it because the base percentage is very low. Like, this skill does nothing and you're bad at it is punishing in that particular Palladium way. Dumb and on brand. I don't understand this skill, but maybe I'm not meant to. It is, after all, within the realm of mystery. Join me next time when we turn to another design decision that is, well, indefensible, but let's say inscrutable, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast.
This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.